Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
Take a couple more phone calls before we're joined by the Revenge of the Sis crew. They're coming up here shortly. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
What's up, Owen? So you ask, oh, when is this all going to end? You know, it's not. They're pushing forward with their agenda. They're being told, Biden's being told, you know, like what to say, what to do. There's nothing we can do besides, yeah, stock up on ammo, stock up on food, all this stuff. I mean, look at that lesbian army thing that, you know, play that clip. They all, like, you know, when we come kick in your door and, you know, we take all your guns, this and that. That's what they're doing. They purged our military with patriots and good people because of the vaccine crap, and they all quit. They all retired. Same with the police. Now what we have left is liberals and Democrats in our military and in our police enforcing Joe Biden and the Democrats' agenda.
So would you say you've given up hope?
Unless something happens here, but I know the Republicans have to take over in 2022 and 2024.
But let's be clear, because I don't disagree, but it can't be Mitch McConnell. It can't be Kevin McCarthy Republicans. It needs to be Paul Gosar. It needs to be Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Rand Paul. Those are the Republicans we need, not these squishy Mitch McConnell Democrat turd droppings.
Well, yeah, somehow we can't do that. Look at Nancy Pelosi and all these people. You really think people are voting for these people for 50
Nancy Pelosi years? Shoved a young girl on camera and the media didn't even care.
Of course not. They don't care. Wake up, people. They don't care. They are going to push that agenda on us so hard. It's going to make all our heads spin. But we can be ready. We can be prepared. And as I said, I've told you multiple times, Beto O'Rourke will be the governor of Texas.
Oh, my gosh. No. No.
I know. We can't have it happen.
That's like, if that happens, that's, folks, that's going to be such a gut blow. I don't know. I can't even. If Bob O'Rourke wins Texas, I mean, look, I'm not a big Abbott guy, but I mean, folks, that's devastation. He's going to crush this state. You can kiss Texas goodbye if Robert O'Rourke wins. But I understand it, Jason. You're right. I mean, you got it, folks. That's why we got preparedtoday.com. You gotta prep up in case it happens. I mean, we know what they're gonna do. They're gonna shut off our energy. You're not gonna want to send your kids to anywhere near one of these schools. It's gonna be gay indoctrination camps. So, I mean, yeah, you better get ready for the worst because it's, it's not good.
Exactly. Wake up, people.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call. And it looks like Travis in Connecticut might have the same mindset here. Travis, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? First off, I just want to say you're awesome. You do a great job on Alex Dizelle, digging your beard. I called in because I just want to make a comment about voting, all these talking heads and TV. Say, oh, we're going to take it over, but you're not going to be able to get the votes until they get the ballots under control. 2,000 mules that they scientifically proved that, they can alter the election. So until they get that under control, I don't have hope.
Yeah.
And another thing, one of your questions was the pulse of the people. I'm from Connecticut. You know, believe it or not, Connecticut has a lot of red people here, and our elections are dominated by what I call six cancer spots. And those are where all the blue votes come from. And I started listening to InfoWars in 2011, and I started preaching back then, and everybody said I was crazy. But I do have hope, because now when I go around, everybody says, wow, Trav, you were right. And, you know, so many more people are awake today, and it gives me hope.
Well, there's no doubt that that's happening. And that's the thing is, you know, our audience grows and gets bigger with new people coming on every day, and nobody ever turns that off. I mean, you might listen every day for a couple of years and then maybe not tune in for a while, but you don't turn that awakening off. You can't, once you've put the glasses on and seen reality, you've seen it. You can't unsee it. So people are waking up. All right. Revenge of the Sis coming up next.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we got Royce Lopez and Mersh
Sheely. I'm probably butchering that deal. So he can have a good laugh at that absolute butchering of his name. That's funny. Revenge of the Sis is the show. And I'm sorry, guys.
I can pretend I'm Alex Jones. I can kind of do the voice here. But I'm not the real thing.
So I know you guys were expecting to be on with Alex today because he's going to be on with you guys for a live stream tomorrow. And so we want to let people know about that. So apologize. Alex shouldn't be here. You get the shrunken down version, like a shrunken head of Alex Jones, Owen Troyer. But it's nice to meet you guys. I know you guys have been around. You're very popular. And so it's good to have you guys on the Alex Jones Show. I know you guys are known for your jokes, known for your comedy, but you like to cover current events and try to make fun of it. And so what I want to ask you is, as we start this this segment here, do you believe, because I believe, if conservatives were allowed in entertainment and comedy, that comedy would be booming again. Comedy would be taking off, movies, live shows, but because it's all run by leftists and Democrats, nothing's funny anymore. We barely get any comedy out of Hollywood. There's no comedy on the late night shows anymore. Do you agree if conservatives were allowed to join in on the comedy fun in the entertainment industry that comedy would be funny again?
Well, I think, first off, we've done the hat trick. We've done Harrison Smith's show and Alex's, and now we're doing yours. So we have done the hat trick, so we appreciate that. I mean, look, you can see it right now. I mean, even like a tiny little piece of that. Forget about even being conservative. How about just not being anti-woke? I mean, look at what Top Gun did and look at what Buzz Lightyear did, right? I mean, look at the differences of a movie that had no woke stuff. It was just, hey, cool jets. Yeah, that's fun. Versus like, oh, there's a gay kiss in your Disney movie.
Yeah, I think it should just be. I don't think the answer is to have like conservative stuff and then like, you know, liberal stuff. I just think that we should be allowed to make fun of everything again. And I think the jokes write themselves. On both sides, by the way. I mean, both sides can be embarrassing, and you can make fun of both sides. But then at one point they just said, well, one side's just not allowed to talk at all. And it's like, okay, but, you know, if you go back to the 90s, when we were kids, you had this, like, the Simpsons. Simpsons Funny was like, they kind of poked at everybody, and I mean, like, Lisa was a lefty, and everybody hated her, so, right. I mean, you know, I want to just go back to things being neutral, and let's just all make fun of each other. It kind of relieves the tension.
You know, it's funny you say that, because it is odd how in the 90s, everything was fair game, but because of that, everyone was treated fairly, and there was kind of that mutual respect and that mutual understanding. We don't really have that anymore, but yeah, I mean, even what started with The Simpsons, and then you had Family Guy, and South Park is still ongoing. I mean, they treat everybody with disdain, and it's funny. It's, you know, they make fun of the left, they make fun of the right, and it is funny. I just think it's sad, because as somebody that likes humor, I think it's sad we're not getting the full dose that we could, because so many people. I mean, I look at Ryan Long. I mean, Ryan Long is freaking hilarious. That guy should be writing SNL skits, not Pete Davidson.
Well, honestly, the way SNL is now, I wouldn't wish that on anybody anyway. I wouldn't wish them in The best thing that ever happened to Shane Gillis was he did that Asian accent and they didn't let him on SNL. His career's way better off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as far as Ryan Long goes, I mean, we're friends with Ryan Long. We've known him for quite a while now. And the beauty of Ryan Long is he has no agenda. He doesn't care about any of this. He's like, remember in Roger Rabbit when he gets out of the handcuffs and he says to me, you could have gotten out of those handcuffs at any time? And he's like, no, only when it was funny. Like, Ryan only cares about when it's funny. And he doesn't really care about much of anything else. And I think that's, we need, for as far as entertainment goes, I think we need a lot more of that nowadays.
And Stephen Colbert has turned into like a propaganda piece anyway. Have you watched that? Like,
do comedians even go on those shows?
No, they don't. Every time it's like, okay, we're going to have AOC on and Wanda Sykes is going to tell you why it sucks that you're white and straight. I'm like, okay, this is a comedy show? Like, people used to tune into Johnny Carson and see Milton Berle tell a joke, and you're like, and Ronnie Dangerfield come on, and now it's like, we're going to say, you know, we had a long day working at a job and your money's worth less, but now sit back, relax, and we're going to tell you like how terrible you are on your off time, too.
Yeah, and instead of like, I remember when David Letterman did an entire show from the JFK International Terminal.
Yeah.
And had Pat Sajak on, and it was the funniest, one of the funniest things you can watch it on YouTube, and nowadays, you just get a 90-minute, like, BioNTech commercial with Dr. Fauci, and it's like, okay, well, this is depressing.
Hey, it's Democrat propaganda with Stephen Colbert. But I remember Colbert actually was funny. When he was doing his Comedy Central show, I mean, I don't remember when it started, but I'm pretty sure he was on during some of the Bush years, and then he was on in the Obama years. It was funny. He was actually funny. His shows were funny. He was winning. He won like 11 awards. His writers won dozens of awards. I mean, it was a funny show. It was fair. It wasn't Democrat Party propaganda, but then they gave him the big late night show, and I guess they said, hey, look, you're not a comedian anymore. You're a propaganda agent for the Democrats, and he signed on to it.
Well, I mean, they've admitted it. We talked about it on our show. The CIA has already admitted that they are in all of these things. It's not even, they used to hide it from us. They don't anymore, you know? I mean, a great example is like, you know, we talk about the Vegas shooting a lot and how that was never really, really solved, if you look at it. And then the one security guard who found it went on a CIA, only on one show, and that was on CIA show, Ellen's show, and that's it. Like, it's all, everything's infiltrated right now. It's not that they don't want to be funny. And by the way, don't let them lie to you and these lefties tell you, we're offended. They're not offended about what you're saying. They're just offended that you're right. Mm-hmm.
No, that's true. And I think that that's why they, I mean, that's what the censorship is really about. Their ideology, their beliefs can't stand against the truth. They fall over like a sandcastle in high tide. So that's what the censorship is really about, is they don't want the truth out there because it exposes who they are.
Well, because the left has moved so far away from its original sort of liberal kind of like, you know, hey, man, let's, you know, have police reform and let's like, chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
Man. And like they used to have kind of defensible positions. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, healthcare, we can have that talk. Yeah, totally, man. And it went from like, you know, you went from like Democrats talking. I mean, Obama, by the way, Trump's wall was Obama's idea. Obama started that wall. So, I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, Make America Great Again was actually coined by Bill Clinton.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, when they had defensible ideas, they were willing to, you know, make fun of you, you little gun-toting weirdo, and you could call them a pot-smoking hippie, and everybody take the little shots back and forth, and everybody had a good time. And now they're like, no, we need to make police illegal. And, you know what I mean? Like, we need to just let people burn everything down, and we need vaccine mandates. And then it's like, okay, well, I think we need to take the keys away from you for a little while.
Yeah.
You've had a little too much to drink, and I think it's, you know, you should maybe sleep it off before we let you drive this.
I like what you brought up the make police illegal. That's hilarious.
make police illegal,
except the ones defending us. Those are heroes. The Capitol Police, those are heroes. Those, wow, what they did, ooh, that was amazing. Losing a gun in a bathroom and shooting an unarmed woman, those are heroes. And you're like, okay, but what about the ones that are in Chicago every day getting shot at? Are they heroes? No. Those are white privileged people that are just hate minorities. I'm like, all right then, you know what? The problem is, we've said it before, once they call you a Nazi, they really can't call you anything else, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Owen's been called a literal. By the way, I've never been on with a literal terrorist.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But
I'm kind of nervous, yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's had the worst thing thrown at him.
I know.
He's a literal terrorist. I was just in there filming.
I know.
I don't know why you're calling me that.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, we saw that. We're like, what, because you see the news article, like, what did he do? And you go, So he didn't do anything? So we're just arresting people now? And yeah.
No, but see, that's a problem. And you know, I'm laughing here because you're making fun of me. And it's funny. And I enjoy humor, so it's funny. I'll make fun of myself. But what's not funny is that people read that stuff and they actually believe this. Like, I have friends that see that and they reach out to me and they're like, oh my gosh, like, what's wrong with you? What happened? What did you do? And I'm like, did you read the story? Did you see the report? I didn't do anything. And they can't even believe it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Listen, though. Listen, he was on the air with us. I'm sorry, because he's still rotting in a jail cell. But he, Jacob Chansley, I think it is his name. He was literally on air with us, okay? And I was right there, and we were interviewing him, me and Alex, and people still think I'm him. They still think the whole thing is a psyop and like I'm a CIA guy or something. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Well, they always call you the thing they are. That's the problem. They don't want to talk about all the FBI agents there, but they will say, oh, yeah, no, it was all organic, and all these people are terrorists. I mean, you look at those pictures. Even Norm Macdonald, talk about somebody was funny, says, wow, all these crazy terrorists are not crossing over the velvet rope.
Yeah, look at him shaking the police officer's hands and singing the national anthem. I mean, wow. All right, we'll be right back. We got to take a break.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina.
We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I say Sith instead of Sis. Sis is still not even really in my vocabulary. And you know what's funny about Sis, guys, is that when liberals and leftists, when they say Sis, that's them admitting that, yes, there actually is normal and that that's normal. So by even classifying anything as Sis, that's them admitting that, no, actually it's men and women and there's really everything else is a mental disorder.
Well, it's funny. We came up with that name because it was just funny at the time. And, man, 5 years later, did we regret it. And
yeah, it's sort of update well.
It does not date well, but it was, you know, you said the cis thing. And I think, again, going back to Norm, he had Stephen Merchant on his show. And he says, what is it? He was asking, do you know what cis is? He goes, no, I don't know what cis is. He goes, oh, it's just a way of saying a straight white man. It's a way to degrade a person for no reason.
It's a way of marginalizing normal people, which is one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard in my life. It's a way of marginalizing normal people.
And they really hate when you use it against them. Like they really mad. We talk about this all the time, how the left has made a prison for themselves. Like they've locked themselves in a prison where now during the 2 years of COVID, we were both saying, hey, my body, my choice, people. When this comes for you, don't come looking for me because I'm not on your side.
Yeah, don't write sentiments your ass can't cash later.
And then here we are, and everyone's like, oh, it's my body, my choice. I'm like, I know, right? It sucks, huh?
Yeah, it's almost like you shouldn't have set that precedent 2 years ago.
And I was like, the difference is I didn't get the vaccine. I probably didn't get the vaccine. And even if I got COVID twice, and I have a 99% survival rating. Every abortion that stopped saves 100% lives. 100% of the person that would have been killed.
That's a guarantee.
Stats are on my side.
And they usually are. And you know what? That kind of leads me to this, because you bring up the left and the right with my body, my choice. Okay, conservatives, my body, my choice. We're talking about vaccines. Liberals, my body, my choice. They want to kill their babies. But then there's the middle ground, right? Now, I'm curious, where do you guys think the middle ground stands on this? Because if you're just a neutral observer that's been watching politics for the last 2 years in America, just genuinely a neutral observer, and you saw that, you saw, okay, these people want choice over vaccines, these people want choice over killing their babies, where do you think the neutral observer goes? Because we know how the mainstream media is set up to demonize everything on the right and glorify everything on the left. That's the propaganda push from the mainstream. But where do you think just the neutral observer lands on these issues? Do you think that they're slowly but surely starting to see not just the lies of the mainstream media, but the hypocrisies, the blatant hypocrisies and double standards and illogic of the liberal left?
Some people, but I think there's always going to be an overabundance of people that just watch MSNBC and Colbert, and they're like, oh, that's what it is. And then
everybody in the Upper West Side.
And then they go to work like parrots, and they go to a water cooler, and then they chirp, chirp, chirp what they heard on Colbert, and then the other parrot picks it up, and it's chirp, chirp, chirp. I don't know how much hope I have. I mean, yeah, I do meet some everyday people who are like, yeah, this is getting out of control. Like, these people are crazy. And I'm like, okay, there's a few, but, you know, there's also just a lot of crazy people. You see it at airports. You see it everywhere. You see people that are triple mac, masked.
Oh, I'm still seeing face shields. They got a whole face, like a welder's mask. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you welding? Did you just get done welding?
Yeah, they're walking around and their face just looks like a salad buffet.
Yeah, exactly. A sneeze guard over their face. Okay, buddy, you're not a Ruby Tuesdays. You're a person. It's funny because you mentioned the abortion thing, and I want to be clear here because I know men aren't allowed to talk about abortions. Everyone says so. I identify as a woman only when I talk about abortions.
Well, I respect that.
See, look, hey, I'm strong, powerful woman, just for this sentence right now, though.
So you'd say you're gender fluid.
I'm gender fluid.
And right now he's fluidly into a woman, so he can have opinions on their body.
I can have opinions on their body. And the problem is you can't sit there and not define a woman forever and then tell me, only women can. I'm like, who? Who's the woman? Who? I'm sorry, the man person at GameStop, she has a say? Oh, you mean womb havers. Oh, what he's, and then the problem is that this dirty secret, and I'm sure you've talked about it, is there is so much infighting going on right now on the left. It's hilarious, right? And I know this is crazy to say, but I will admit, you have to admit this. Biden being in power for 1 year have converted more voters to the right than Trump could have done in 4 years. Because, yeah, you can hear about how bad it's going to get, but until you see it, people are like, oh, they are kidding. I can't afford gas. I can't take my kid to school. And the kids that I can't take to school, they want to give them hormone blockers.
Yeah. And that's what I wonder. That's why I wonder at what the neutral American is thinking or feeling right now, because it's undeniable. I mean, things aren't really status quo anymore, if you will. I mean, it's a wild time just to go up to the gas pump, pay $100 to fill your tank, go down the street to the grocery store where, you know, maybe you spent $100 for the last 2, 3, 4 years on groceries. Now you're spending $150, $160, and it just mounts up. It just racks up and you realize, huh, boy, I went from middle class to lower class real quick under Biden.
Yeah. And I think people are tired of it. It's like he said, Biden being in charge for 1 year did more than, you know, Operation Warp Speed and the Platinum Plan and all that stuff put together. All you had to do was just hand Biden the keys for a year.
There was a Platinum Plan?
Trump should have done that in his fourth year, just been like, here you go, Joe, last year. You go ahead. You can go ahead and run it for a year, and then I'll run again. And it would have been a disaster, and he'd still be around. So, you know, I think most normal people now have understood, okay, this is really bad, and whoever's not, whoever thinks the opposite of what all these people are saying, I'll vote for that guy. I don't even care. There's some people that don't even like DeSantis, and they're like, I'm voting for that guy. I am not screwing up Florida.
But didn't you hear that Trump beat up a Secret Service guy?
He strangled him.
Yeah. Yeah, that Jason Statham, he just took him out. I mean, in a normal court, that would be called hearsay, but since this is a kangaroo court, they can say whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, I want to know what's next. I mean, Trump rode in on what was the flying dog's name from the Neverending Story? What was his name? Atreyu would ride the dog around. Remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Falcor. Yeah. Donald Trump rode in on Falcor on January 6th and then hopped on his unicorn and then snapped off the unicorn's horn and held it against Secret Service's neck saying, take me to the Capitol right now. I mean, they might as well have said that. It would have been as believable.
Yeah, no, it's
Trump. No, guys, look, there's Trump. Here, Trump flying into January 6th right there on the screen. Look at him.
I think he was just upset about his horse.
Yeah, well, the horse is Biden in this metaphor.
Okay.
He's just too old to make it to
the The horse is
We need to abandon the horse.
Yeah.
No, the horse is America getting sucked into the muck.
That's actually true. Is America the horse that's dead, or is Biden the horse that you just have to let go? That's his time.
Yeah, but I don't know that, but I will tell you the one thing. It absolutely is a never-ending story, though, huh? I mean, this is continuous. No matter how many times you go, this is going to happen, people go, nah, this time it'll be different. Trump was loud and said mean things. I'm like, all right, good luck filling up gas.
Yeah, it's like, hey, if Biden gets in, your gas is going to go up to $5 a gallon. No, it's not. That's never going to happen. And then it happens. That was Putin. Putin did that. Come on, man. So, but we've discovered it here. We got Revenge of the Sis on with us, and we figured it all out. Donald Trump rode into January 6th on Falcor, the flying dog, and then hopped on a unicorn in which he snapped off the unicorn's horn, held it to Secret Service's neck before strangling Secret Service, saying, take me to McDonald's right now. I need a Diet Coke. And then to the...
The Dash D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's the January 6th never-ending story.
Turn around, look at what you see.
January 6th for everyone to see and believe our lives.
I actually think there was probably more truth in the never-ending story than in the January 6th narrative. But it's kind of, January 6th is kind of turning into the never-ending story. I actually really believe if Democrats don't go away, they'll be arresting people for January 6th in the year 2050. There'll be some guy that runs for office in the year 2050 who, you know, said something about January 6th in 2022, and they say, look, we got him, and then he just disappears. I mean, that's the direction all of this is going. But, I mean, hey, guys, that's the beauty of it. I mean, for this intern or whatever, this secretary to go up there and say that Trump was strangling Secret Service, and then Jeffrey Toobin, the guy that masturbates on Skype, who goes out and says, Trump tried to strangle people on CNN. I mean, that's hilarious. Like, every late-night comedy show should be making fun of the ridiculous of it, but instead they act like it's real because they're part of the propaganda.
Yeah, I would say that maybe Jeffrey Toobin shouldn't be talking about people strangling anything.
He's known as the strangler.
Yeah, the CNN strangler. And I'll say this, you know, what you were saying earlier about January 6th, I say we can never be too safe. We should also just arrest anybody that was born on January 6th.
Just in case.
You know, you can never be too safe at this point.
I didn't even think about that. That's good logic.
It really is. And we've got it to the point, Ellery. You're right. Like, if SNL was worth anything, they would right now, Alec Baldwin would be doing a funny Trump thing, but he can't because he killed somebody with a gun.
Yeah, by the way, how does he, he's actually working on a new movie role, I think, right now. He just shot and killed a woman, but he's good.
Yeah, no, I mean, he killed somebody, and then he makes a video literally blaming everyone else but himself about why it happened.
He wants to take your guns away and my guns away. I can only speak for myself. I've killed no people. Owen, how many people have you killed with a gun?
Never. Nothing. Never killed anything with a gun.
So why? It's weird to me that they want to take his guns. They want to take my guns. I've killed zero. I've killed zero people.
I just want common sense actors' laws, okay? Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like if an actor is left to have all their freedoms, they'll end up killing someone or molesting someone like the guy below him. So, I mean, you know, that's the point. They want to yell at middle America, and they're so mad because we're so backwards. But every story you hear is a Hollywood person either killing somebody or helping kill somebody or inciting a riot. But, yeah, you're right. The guy that was protesting in Washington one day, that's the guy we have to worry about.
And why do we need Alec Baldwin? Don't we have, like, three or four other perfectly good Baldwins?
Yeah, seriously.
Who aren't crazy, by the way, and haven't killed anyone.
Yeah, can we get like Stephen Baldwin who'll skateboard, talk about Jesus?
Oh, no. We should have Alec Baldwin's fake Spanish wife. Let me tell you something. I'm Cuban. And when she did my favorite thing, the biggest thing that ever happened to Alec Baldwin before he killed somebody with a gun was his wife pretending to be Spanish. And she was like, how do you call this? A cucumber? I'm like, a cucumber. You know how to say it. You're not from Spain. You were born in Southie. So stop. So everything they do, they lie about everything. And now the new thing in Hollywood is picking up victim points. The people that started that with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, when they started collecting foreign kids like Pokemon, you know?
Yeah, like Infinity Stones.
Yeah, and I'm like, come on.
Oh. Angelina Jolie's adopted children are like Infinity Stones. She's going to take a little, you know what, we'll just stop right there. Because it could get really weird fast. But When you look at these people, and it's always the same radical mindset that seems to be behind every single one of them, there's like, they don't allow any relent. So it's like, oh, hey, I'm a gay person. It's like, oh, great, wow. It's like, by the way, I don't like abortion. Oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you must be crushed.
Yeah, it's like what Louis C.K. said. It's like Louis C.K. had a really actually great bit about abortion. And it was like, you have to understand, some of these people, they're mad because they think you're murdering a baby. And they don't want to ever look at it from that mindset. Like, everything they do is they treat like COVID. It's all settled science. It's all settled science. And I'm like, there's no settled science determining when a life is a life, right? That's not something that's settled by science. You have opinions, sure. You have people that are pregnant writing on their belly that still not a human, which is kind of weird when you show baby photos later, but like, it's everything.
Well, I had a picture as a child where my mom wrote that on my forehead as a toddler. It was very weird.
It's like, in ketchup, God, too.
I was 18 months old at that point, Mom. I'm pretty sure I was a human.
But you're joking, but that's what's happening now. There's the mom that took a picture with her kids. Did you see that? Saying, like, you know, I have these and I wouldn't wish them on anybody.
Yeah. It was like, why would you wish this on anyone? It was a man and a wife and three kids and a dog. It's like, what do you mean? That's like a happy family. What do you...
No, yo, you have to be sad. You know what? The only way to be happy in America now, you have to work in an Amazon store, an Amazon pod, and not make enough money to afford food, and then have to start a crappy Etsy store you plug on your Facebook. That's what they want you to be now.
But you know what it really is, though? What it really is the picture where the woman says, "Why would you wish this on anyone?" And she wants the understanding and the image to be, why would anybody want to have kids, or why would anybody wish a family? But no, the truth is it's liberalism. That's why she's miserable, because she's a liberal misery person. So that's, I wouldn't wish liberalism on anybody, because yeah, that will make you miserable.
Yeah, I mean, remember the sign of the woman who's holding the sign that says, "I wish I was aborted."
Yeah, and you're like, first off, ma'am.
I mean,
By the way, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, quit being lazy. Just do it yourself.
You still have, like, that option.
Why should everybody else get aborted?
Yeah, why is everybody? Oh, everybody, every baby has to suffer because you're sad. Like, I don't know. It's selfish, right? The mindset is selfish. Mersh brought it up, and this is the best thing. They try to tell you that abortion happens because people have rape. It's rape and incest. But the majority of rapes are people that have non-refundable tickets to a music festival. And, you know, they don't want to deal with it. Like, that's the real thing. And everyone goes, what about rape? What about incest? Okay, 1%. What about the other 99%?
You know, I never thought of it like that. I always thought about the selfish nature of it. But that even... that makes it more real, because I actually did crunch the numbers, and the numbers are, it's tough to obviously get an accurate count. So I'm going, this is the highest possible, would be 5,000, but it's less than 5,000 abortions a year are from the mother's life is in danger or it's a case of rape or incest. Less than 5,000 of, on average, 666,000 abortions in this country a year. That's actually the average. I looked it all up. So again, tiny little percentage, but I never thought of it. That's what it is. It's a woman who's having sex, not taking proper measurements to not get pregnant, or who knows, maybe one slips past a goalie or whatever. But you're right. That's what it is. Oh, I've got a vacation scheduled. Oh, I've got a ticket to a concert. Oh, I've got a... That really is. I guarantee you, you're right. That mindset right there probably is a quarter of abortions.
At least, I'd say even higher. I worked in hospitality and bars for like 15 years. I think it's much higher, sadly.
Yeah, it's that is the realistic number. And my thing is like, a lot of people are like, you right wingers are unreasonable. It's like, no, we're not. As a matter of fact, we're super reasonable. Whenever like a right wing governor goes like, look, 15 weeks is the limit. You go, no, it should be forever. So we've been trying to meet you in the middle. You don't want to meet us in the middle. There's no middle ground anymore. It's kill babies until 10 months and that's it. And that's it. There's no more middle.
Isn't 15 weeks like a very good compromise for a lot of people?
And by the way, that's most countries in Europe that 15 weeks is the max, like France. And then Macron scolds the U.S. A macaroni. You have stricter abortion laws than we do.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. But he's another globalist puppet. They all are. Even you saw Macron whispering to Biden, being like, look, Saudis are going to screw us, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. We know.
Yeah, Macron's like, actually, I talked to the Saudis. They hate you, Joe.
Yeah, they really don't like you. They're going to kick up the prices, I'm telling you. And they're just looking at Joe's old face just like, huh?
Listen, Joe, here's the problem. You're American, and they've always hated America. But now the problem is they don't respect us.
Yeah, at least they used to respect us.
And now you're falling asleep at every meeting. You're pooping your pants. There's a lot going on, bro.
He supports LGBTQ youth. I don't think Saudi Arabia is into that. All right, one more segment.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've got Royce and Mersch from Revenge of the Sis with us. And, folks, the big news is Alex is going back on the Revenge of the Sis show, the Revenge of the Sis podcast, tomorrow. It's going to be live streamed. And if you saw Alex on the last one, and if you see Alex when he goes on other podcasts, he tends to let loose, have a little fun. And it's definitely good for some comedy. And I've already had a couple belly laughs myself with our two guests so far today, this hour. And I know... they're going to be with us for the rest of this segment. But, guys, next segment, if you want to stick around for just 5 extra minutes, we've got video. I'm told, I haven't seen this yet, I'm told we have video from inside the Beast on January 6th that we're going to debut coming up in the next segment. So if you guys want to stick around for that. But first, I got to get your guys' reaction. This is Sam Brenton. He's now the head of the nuclear department, the U.S. Energy Nuclear Department. I mean, guys, look at this. Guys, let's get the full, can we get the full body shot here? I mean, you know, the song I'm Too Sexy really comes to mind. I don't know if it's my reflection off the chrome domus of this individual looking like from Mars Attacks, or if it's the onesie. I mean, guys, I mean, look at this. I mean, we're just working it now.
You sure this isn't just Jordan Peele playing a character?
No, you know what it looks like? Remember Xerxes from 300?
Xerxes from 300? Yeah.
Wait, what was it? What was the name of the character from the South Park episode, Lesbos?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It might have been Xerxes in Lesbos, too.
He actually looks like one of the goobacks from South Park.
Yeah, guys, put a gooback on screen. Put Xerxes on screen. Let's find out. Let's try to figure this out.
The same thing. I can't believe this. It's a circus. These people are sitting. Every time I look at pictures like that, the only thing I think of, these people are trying to take your guns. Like, I think that all the time. I actually saw that picture today. Only I retweeted and all I wrote was, why? Like, why are we here? There, see, look, it's the same thing. Why? How did we? You know what, Owen? It's not that we're here, man. It's how fast we got here, right? Like, don't get me wrong. It's progressively been getting worse. But in, like, 10 years, we, like, overdrive, right? They used to lie to you. Remember when they used to be like, the deep state's not real? And now they're like, yeah, we have the deep state. What are you going to do about it? And then they bring that out there and go, oh, what, you don't respect women? No, I respect women. I don't respect whatever that is. There's a difference.
That's a man, baby.
Exactly, dude. And they show you that, and then they go, what, am I too woman for you? I don't know.
And then they're like, by the way, we're injecting you with this chemical, and we're starting this thing called the Great Reset, and you're just going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they don't even lie to you anymore. They don't even have funny propaganda anymore. They don't even try to give you a little show, and like a dinner and a show before they do this now.
Yeah, they don't even wine and dine you. They don't even give you the common courtesy of a, you know.
Now it's we're about 3 years removed from the, like, your TV turning on without you actually hitting any button on the remote,
yeah,
and somebody just coming on the TV and going, "We're going to kill you. And we're going to kill you tomorrow." Yeah. And you're like, "Oh."
And if you complain about it, they'll lock you up for being a terrorist. If you don't win, like, no matter what you do. So it's funny because we go back and forth from being really sad to just laughing because there it is. Look, 100%. That's what this is. They parade these. I honestly think you wonder, like, I wonder if they're just thinking how much they could get away with. Like, how much can we get away with? And right now, what we saw after COVID, they could get away with a lot. Do you understand? Didn't Jordan Peterson just get kicked off of Twitter?
Yeah, he got censored somewhere recently. But what you're saying is actually, it's more real than you realize. For with the government, it's, hey, what can we get away with as far as abusing people's rights and treating humans like a commodity? But what I've learned from the radical left, which, you know, people like this, men pretending to be women, you know, strutting around in high heels with the my pronouns, you know, they, them, she, him, all this stuff. For them, they're really thinking in their mind, what can I get away with? Like, what is the most crazy thing I can do that should be ridiculous and scorned by society, but that I can get away with? That's what these people are doing. That's why they do drag queen story time. That's why gay pride parades have turned into sexual deviant marches.
Oh, man, watching it in videos even worse. Yeah. Watching him move.
I mean, that's a horror film.
Yeah, that's crazy. That looks like something Rob Zombie would make. Like, what is that? And they go, look how we are. And you have to respect. I don't have to respect anything. First off, you haven't respected us in forever. Every time we say something, you censor us and dox us, and they call your job and tell you to get fired. This kid got fired in New York because he made fun of bodegas today. So it's like, I don't want to hear it anymore. And the problem is people go, well, you know, the right's always, the right, at least most of the time, tries to be like, we have our principles. But you know what the left has that we don't have? They stick together. You'll never see a situation where you're not going to have a Lindsey Graham of the left that's going to be like, well, I actually think that, you know, we should give more money to Ukraine and everything's amazing. And, you know, vote for me again. What are you going to do? Put a liberal in? I don't know, Lindsey. Is it worse than you?
Well, and I think, too, when you look at the most recent witness on January 6th, Hutchinson, I think that she really proves your point, because I look at that and I say, okay, you're either just somebody looking for, you know, who's going to give you the best offer, because that's what it seems like to me. She said, okay, well, look, I worked for Trump. I worked for Republicans. It got me this far, and that was pretty much it. And after January 6th, Trump kind of abandoned a lot of his constituents. Some people are rotting in jail. Trump wouldn't hire me at Mar-a-Lago. Let's see what the Democrats will offer me. Oh, they're going to offer me a job? Oh, they're gonna give me makeup, put me on TV, make a big deal? Oh, and they promised to protect me no matter what? Yeah, I think I'll play for that team.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is.
It fell apart. I think a lot of, there's a lot of rhinos now that supported the January 6th committee and were just like, yeah, as long as you leave my name out of it, I'm cool. You know what I mean? And it was just, they threw everybody else under the bus. That's why I'm done with Ted Cruz. I'm done. Like, it's very fashionable to say, like, oh, you know, Lindsey Graham, we don't like him. Or Kevin McCarthy, but I don't hear enough, you know, really saber rattling against Ted Cruz. I don't hear enough against Dan Crenshaw either. And these are the guys that are perfectly willing to go along with red flag laws as long as you keep their name out of January 6th and they can keep their jobs. That's all it's about.
You mean Dan, World Economic Forum, Crenshaw?
Yeah, $80 billion to Ukraine is.
Eye patch McCain?
January 6th. I have nothing to do with that. Let me keep my job, bro.
But I will say something that is cool, and you know, obviously we're talking about this, but what you guys have done, considering everything, we were just talking about it before the show, like what InfoWars has done, what Bandai Video has done is crazy, because the fact that you have so many people, even though they push you to the corner, even though I was trying to share it on Twitter, be like, hey, I'm live, and they didn't let me share it, right, because of whatever, and I'm like, even showing all that, the amount of people that are coming over here and being like, you know what, I've had enough of this. And now it's not even taboo anymore. I mean, how many times has Tucker mentioned InfoWars? How many times has he mentioned Alex Jones? It's becoming to the point where it's like, look, even we used to call these people crazy, but now everything they're saying is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And if what they're saying now is going to happen, I don't want to be there, you know?
Yeah, well, I might be crazy, but I'm also right.
Exactly, exactly.
And the thing is, you guys are pulling better numbers than CNN, despite the fact that you're not allowed to share links to your website. Meanwhile, CNN counts every airline passenger every day as a viewer, and you guys are still beating them. So I think that shows that there at least are some people out there that, you know, have eyes and ears.
Well, not to mention, I mean, CNN's audience, I mean, it's hotels, it's bars, it's airports, it's everywhere where TVs are just turned on, you know, gyms, whatever. Nobody's actively tuning in to CNN for information. Very small portion, but it goes beyond just that. I mean, we have so many people on Bandai Video now where they might have been on YouTube or they could have been on YouTube, but they just said they got banned or they would rather be on Band. And, I mean, they get more of an audience on Bandai Video than they ever got on YouTube, because that's just how many people are going to the source now just looking for information they know they can't find anywhere.
No, 100%. Like, I always check out the chat when you guys are live and stuff. I mean, it's super active chat. There's a good amount of people watching, and you don't have to sit there and, like, worry about every little word and then, you know, go before some sort of shadowy YouTube committee to say whether you're allowed to make a joke that you made 10 years ago. And I think this stuff is good. I really do.
Well, we've got footage from inside of the Beast coming up, and I think it's going to be very shocking and horrifying. And I'm glad that we've got Revenge of the Sis here with us to analyze this tape, because I'm going to need their expert analysis when we come back from this short break, because I don't think I can handle it. I mean, one man's brain power is not going to be enough. I'm going to need at least three men. And so we're going to debut that coming up on the other side. And remember, folks, Alex Jones will be live with Revenge of the Sis tomorrow. Very much looking forward to that. And we talk about Bandai Video, we talk about the InfoWars audience, we talk about these transmissions. It's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareToday.com. So if you don't have emergency foods, but you see what the Democrats are doing, you see what the World Economic Forum has in store for us, folks, go to PrepareToday.com, get your storable food supply ready. And it's not just the emergency food, there's other emergency needs that you probably aren't thinking about, because you're not the expert. Well, we went to the experts and built PrepareToday.com so that you can be prepared in case, sadly, America collapses under Joe Biden. We don't want it to happen, but we want you to be prepared in case it does.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.